Christian living involves an appeal to memory. It calls us to remember. But memory is not an unambiguous good. Sometimes there are problems with memory. Our memory leaks. We often remember things that never were, like walking barefoot 2 miles uphill to and from school in 6 inches of snow during the winter and during the summer. Sometimes we remember things we ought to forget. I'll never forget what he or she did to me as long as I live. Such people seem to make a career out of going out into the backyard every morning and lifting up the stone to see if the snake's still under it. They never forget. But in spite of problems, our memories nourish us. They sustain us. They strengthen us. In psychology, memory is an organism's ability to store, retain, recall information and experiences. In the Bible, the Greek word for remember is aletheia. It means not to forget. It's also translated truth. Therefore, truth in the Bible means not to forget. To know truth means to remember. The Gospel of John tells us that truth will set us free. Jesus came to accomplish that purpose, to make it possible for you and me to be set free. God came down from heaven, became weak like we are. He died. He rose again from the dead in order to break the power of sin in our lives. So the good news tonight is that there is nothing in heaven or on earth that can take away the freedom that God gives us in Christ. Paul says nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. All week, we have been celebrating what we call Holy Week, remembering our Lord dying on the cross for our sins. Sunday morning, we'll celebrate His resurrection. But tonight, we want to remember and celebrate what many believe to be the greatest day in history. I'm among them. If I had to pick one service out of the entire year that I wanted to be a part of, it would be this one. We remember how early in the day Jesus sent two of His disciples to make preparations for them to celebrate the Passover together. He told them to go over into the marketplace, and there they would find a man carrying a jar of water. Interesting. In that culture and in that time, men didn't carry water. Women did. We remember how on the night that He was betrayed, Jesus did something remarkable. He performed the duty of a slave and washed the feet of His disciples. He did that in order to demonstrate their need for spiritual cleansing. And then He told them and us to do the same thing for each other. We remember His last meal with those He loved. It was a difficult meal because right in the middle of it, one with whom he was breaking sop got up and left. But during that meal, Jesus promised to give new life to his followers through the breaking of his body and the shedding of his blood. We remember how a few hours later in the Garden of Gethsemane, a place where olive oil was crushed and prepared, Jesus' spirit was crushed as he prepared for the suffering that awaited him. And he prayed, "Father, not my will, but yours be done." We remember Jesus' betrayal, not only by Judas, but his close friends as well. Later in the night, Peter would deny him. Most of the others would betray him. And sometimes we wonder, how could they? And yet, how many times have we betrayed him as well? But praise God, he forgave them. And he forgives us. We remember how before the sun came up the next morning, Jesus had been tried in 5 different courts. The court of Annas, the court of Caiaphas, the court of Pilate, the court of Herod, back again in the court of Pilate. How Pilate wanted to wash his hands up of the whole thing, but couldn't, and finally found him guilty and sentenced him to death. We remember how the crown of thorns was placed on Jesus' head, how he was beaten and bruised and bloodied and forced to carry the cross, how he fell under its weight, was beaten again, struggled up, fell again, beaten again, struggled up, until finally he could get up no longer. And Simon of Cyrene was forced to carry his cross for him. We remember how Jesus was nailed to the cross. Spikes in his hands and feet. How that cross was picked up, dropped with a thud into the ground. And how he was left hanging there in the hot sun to die. We remember the cruel remarks made by the soldiers as they ridiculed Jesus, laughed at him, spit upon him, gambled for his clothes. We remember the 2 criminals crucified with him. How one of them jeered, made fun of him, said, "If you are the Son of God, save yourself and us." The other recognized him as the Son of God, prayed, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Today you'll be there with me." We remember the pain of the nails tearing into Jesus' hands and feet, the agony of the crucifixion as he hangs on the cross high above the garbage dump of Jerusalem. We remember how Jesus died a slow, painful, horrible death for sin. Was hastily anointed with spices, wrapped in a linen garment, quickly placed in a barred tomb because the Sabbath was upon them. We remember God's saving activity for the world through Jesus Christ, how God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We remember Jesus' call for us to be one with him, one with each other, one to the whole world, even as He and His Father are one. We remember that we are Jesus' church, His body, His bride, called to live in love, faith, peace, unity, and service. We remember Jesus' desire to restore our lost innocence by bearing the sin we have committed, the pain we suffer, the burdens we carry. How He longs to heal our wounds, bring us wholeness of life. According to Isaiah 53, His death on the cross provides both the forgiveness of our sin and the health, healing, and wholeness of our bodies. We remember that Jesus is always with us as He is right now in the breaking of the bread and the drinking from the cup, reminding us, this is my body, this is my blood, I am always here with you, among you, within you, and for you. Tonight, as we remember, may we be forgiven, healed, restored to innocence, anointed by His Spirit, blessed, filled with His love, joy, power, and peace. For to Him be the glory and the honor now and forever. Amen.
Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day. The soldiers tried to clear the narrow street, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore the crown of thorns upon his head. He bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But He chose to walk that road out of His love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. Por la via dolorosa, triste día en Jerusalén, los soldados le abrían paso a Jesús. Mas la gente se acercaba para ver al que llevaba que la cruz. Por la via dolorosa, que es la via del dolor, como deja vino Cristo, Rey Señor. Y fue él quien quiso huir por su amor, por ti, por mí. Por la via dolorosa, al Calvario y a morir. The blood that would cleanse The souls of all men made its way through the heart of Jerusalem. Down the Via Dolorosa, called a way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were